Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for joining me again on the Dog Days Adventure. Adventure. Anyway, thanks for joining me on my next Dog Days podcasting episode. And today I'm using the daily prompts on the Dog Days website. If you're not familiar with it, if you're not sure what to record or need a topic or something to think about, go and hit the daily prompts on the Dog Days on dogdaysofpodcasting.com. And you can spin a couple times if you're not comfortable with what, or you don't like what it was given you by random. And today's subject I'm going to use as, what book, film, or album fundamentally reshaped how you think? Well, I have to say, it's pretty easy for me. At that fundamental age, when I was a teenager, I remember accidentally running across on PBS the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy TV show. I know it's no secret I'm a big fan of Hitchhiker's Guide, but yeah, on the Hitchhiker's Guide TV show, I was kind of fascinated because I was like, "What is this? It looks kind of odd." I know it was probably recorded years before I actually saw it, and you know, it looked very low budget, but it was interesting to me. I thought it was hilarious. The wording, the way it was written, because there was logic behind the words that were written, but the words didn't, you know, kind of meant something else a little bit. So it was that that hidden logic I loved about it. And of course, going forward, I figured out, oh, it's a book. It's a series of books. So I ended up reading the books and loved it even more. Fell in love with it even more. Just the characters, the absurdity of it, the way Douglas Adams worded things. There was some wordplay and concepts that would, you know, like reverse logic kind of things behind the things he was writing. I loved that. And that really showed me what comedy writing can be. I love doing some of that. I'm not deep into it like Clinton Alvord, for example. He's super deep into it. A lot more than I should have pursued it a little bit more myself, but because I love to see how enthusiastic Clinton gets about his writing and the steps he does or the things he does to pursue it. So Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I love the show. I love the books, all of them in the trilogy. I know it's a running joke. And even the movie wasn't probably the best movie in the world, but I enjoyed it. I was really hoping for more after that, but it just wasn't quite what everybody was looking for. But for me, I enjoyed it, and I watched it here and there over time. So Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Now, the prompt also said, what book, film, or album fundamentally changed how you think? So I don't know. I can say fundamentally, I think it more showed me anything was, and it wasn't just an album. It was several albums from Pink Floyd showing me what music can be. I love the music. I love the, the meaning behind some of the, especially A Brick in the Wall, the meaning behind the songs. And not just that, but how the songs flow from one to the next. You know, you almost miss that you've changed songs to some degree. Even on some of my crappier CD players in the day, it would just flow from one song to the next. There would be no gap. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. I love that kind of editing, and it changed the way I saw how albums could be. Not just that, but Dark Side of the Moon and Animals and Wish You Were Here, all those albums. I love Pink Floyd. I love that editing and that style. It would just go from one song to the next, and they would come blend together. Next thing you know, you kind of feels like you're listening to one huge song, if that makes sense. So Pink Floyd, I love Floyd. In film, I don't know if I saw a film that really changed fundamentally how I think. But I can tell you one thing. Seeing Star Wars in the theater in 77 as a kid, I went in not knowing exactly what I was expecting and came out a changed man. Star Wars. Oh, that was just amazing. You know, the moment you see the ship coming overhead and then you see all these creatures and everything, and then Luke turns on the lightsaber for the first time, I was out. I was done. Blew my mind. So Star Wars. And of course, now I'm talking about the movies I like. I was going to say Wrath of Khan. I went from Star Trek. I love Star Trek. I grew up with it. Watching it a lot of it was in syndication because I was too young when it was actually on. And then my dad had been to Vietnam. He missed, one or two seasons, the second and third season. So later on when it was in syndication, I was old enough when we all watched it together we were all kind of watching it for the first time together in a lot of those episodes. And I don't know why I'm bringing that up because that doesn't go with the thing. Anyway, it reshaped, made me think. I think it maybe not reshaped, but it shaped how I can see media because I think it's important when you can share it with others. It's that shared experience that you both saw it at the same time. You both have maybe different opinions on it. I saw that today. Some of my friends that watched Strange New Worlds, the last episode, there were some varying opinions on that. But it's a shared experience. That's why I love going to the movies. A shared experience. I don't know if it reshapes anything. That's just the way I feel. Anyway, all right. I didn't write any of this down. I'm just rambling off the top of my head. If you're not clear on that already. Anyway, thank you for listening to me ramble. And maybe I'll have some more coherent thoughts next time. Thanks.